Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton welcomes Microsoft MVP and President and CEO of PowerShell.org, Don Jones, to the show as they discuss the upcoming PowerShell Summit, as well as some new changes for the 2013 scripting games. Tune in as they give details on both events, as well as how you can leverage PowerShell.org for all your scripting needs. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time Radio. I'm back and I'm Blaine Barton, Senior IT Pro Evangelist with Microsoft. Today I have a special guest, first timer on IT Time, Don Jones. How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Great. You're the president of PowerShell.org. That's what the topic is of today's episode. Before we get into that, let me tell you a little bit about Don Jones. 15 years of IT experience, pretty impressive. World-leading expert on Microsoft Business Technology Platform. You've authored a whole bunch of books, 35 books, including Windows PowerShell, Windows Administrator Scripting Toolkit, VBScript, all right, Visual Basic, the VBScript WMI, ADSI Unleashed, PHP Nuke Garage. We've also got a bunch of others, right? Commerce Server, you did some stuff around that. Definitive Guide to SQL Server Performance Optimization. You're top-rated in Don, you're in demand as far as a speaker at all of our conferences that come around, specifically Microsoft, you know, the bigger conferences like TechEd, and then there's also Wind Connections and Tech Mentor and a bunch of other different types of venues you've spoken at. Also, you've accomplished IT journalist with features and monthly columns in TechNet Magazine, which is dear to my heart, as well as Redmond Magazine and websites such as TechTarget and mcpmag.com. So welcome, Don. You're a multiple recipient of that MVP award for PowerShell. So we're going to kick things off. But you know what, Don? I always have two questions for my guests every time they join IT Time. And that first question is, how'd you get started in computers?
You know, I think my first computer experience was probably in fourth grade with a Commodore personal electronic transactor, the Commodore PET. My elementary school bought one in the library, and the librarian kind of knew I liked all the technology toy stuff, and so I got to come in over the summer and sit with her and learn how to use the thing.
Very cool. So that obviously, with all that experience, brought you right into IT, right? What was your first job? How'd you get started in IT after these first computers?
My first job was with the company that is now GameStop. They purchased Electronics Boutique, which is who I worked for. And I went up to their home office. I'd been working in the store for a while as an assistant manager and had my own store as a manager and went up to the home office to work in point-of-sale system support, and I was also the nighttime AS400 operator.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, so, random stuff.
That's good. But also you're diverse, right?
You've got
a little bit of experience in different areas, especially with the whole line of books that you've published. So that's great. So let's talk about, you are the president of PowerShell.org. Let's talk about how PowerShell.org was born. And then since you're president, let's talk about what that has to offer.
Yeah, so for a long time, there's kind of been a lot of folks who are making an attempt to bring the PowerShell community together someplace online, someplace where people could ask questions. There was a website called PowerShellCommunity.org that was started up, that I actually started up, and had to step away from for some business reasons, and it kind of floundered, and some, you know, the folks who were running it had a lot of difficulty reconciling that with their jobs, and just had a tough time keeping it going. There were some companies that started up websites, and those are great. It's wonderful when companies do that. Sometimes they get a little bit into the, you know, play in my sandbox world, which is unfortunate. But I talked to some of the folks who were still trying to keep PowerShell community going, and I said, you know, I've come across this guy who owns the domain name PowerShell.org, and he's willing to let it go for a very reasonable fee, basically just reimbursing him the fees he had paid for his domain name registrations. He's not using it. I said, why don't we take a fresh start at this? Let's launch something. Let's do a great job with Q&A. Let's make sure that we're answering people's questions. We'll get MVPs to monitor different forums and make sure that there's answers being posted. We'll get other enthusiastic folks from the community to help do that. And then we'll expand from there. Maybe we'll put together a newsletter or something, and we'll see what happens. And this was, gosh, this, I'm not even sure, it was 6 months ago. And the reception has just been fantastic. We've now got a number of different major things that we're offering to the community. And it's just coming together fantastic. We've got a five-member board that kind of drives everything, and a ton of really, really awesome people who help other people get answers. It's really just folks helping each other.
Yeah, that's great. A great opportunity to engage with the folks that know PowerShell the best, right? The MVPs, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chad Miller, Max Trinidad, those guys down here in Florida that I interviewed, Ed Wilson, all those folks, right? So, and having you bring this all together as the community and providing those services to our community, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think the nice thing, too, is it's not just PowerShell MVPs. It's also SQL Server MVPs and Exchange MVPs, because PowerShell, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, gosh, I'm going to do me some PowerShell. It's a tool, and you're using it to try and do something for your business, and that business is more frequently concerned with something in Exchange or SharePoint or SQL. And those MVPs have been great about coming over and helping out, too, because obviously they have a ton of that domain-specific knowledge. And between us all, I think we're doing a pretty good job of getting decent answers for a lot of folks, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you hit it right spot on. PowerShell is that underlying glue to all of our products as far as scripting and automation. So when we look at PowerShell, especially with B3, you know, and server, and especially even with Windows Azure with the PowerShell and some of the commandlets there, I mean, everything's really opening up the power of being able to script things out and automate things very quickly. And, of course, hitting Exchange, hitting SQL, you know, using Windows Server 2012 and the components in there. You know, it's a great tool. So, and it, once you know, like you said, it overlaps all those products. So let's talk about some of the events that you're holding or have held. One is that's coming up and that's dear to our heart is the PowerShell Summit. What's that all about, and why would someone want to attend that?
Yeah, so the PowerShell Summit was born out of an event that was held for a couple of years, a very, very small event that was co-hosted with Quest's Active Directory Experts Conference. And it was called just the PowerShell Deep Dive. And it was around 50 folks in a room. And it was kind of born out of the idea that there's a lot of good places for beginners to go. There's a decent amount of beginner content at TechEd. There's a good amount of intermediate content at TechEd. But there wasn't really a place for folks who had been using PowerShell to dig into the nitty-gritty. So that's what that was. And when we started PowerShell.org, I approached the PowerShell team and I said, you know, we've now got an official community-owned corporation. So there is a PowerShell.org Inc. behind PowerShell.org, and it is literally owned by the community. We offer shares of it to anyone in the community who wants to be an investor in it and have a vote in the company's affairs. And I said, it seems like this would be the perfect place to partner up with and do this deep dive event. And the team agreed. And so in toward the end of April in 2013, we will hold the first PowerShell North America Summit. That will be on campus, actually right in Microsoft buildings, so that we're convenient to the team members who are going to come do some presentations. But we also have presentations from enthusiasts in the community, other MVPs. I'll be there. Ed Wilson will be there doing some presentations. And they're short presentations, 30, 45 minutes. But it's a chance to really, really dig deep into some of the underlying details and the under-the-hood stuff and the new stuff. We've managed to expand the program out to two tracks for our inaugural event. So there tends to always be something super advanced and something a little bit more on the intermediate side. So it's a little bit more approachable for everybody else. And we've had a tremendous response to it. It's going to be a very, very small event, just 92 slots open. And I think right now we are actually into the wait list mode. I think we've moved most of the tickets, but we're still maintaining an active wait list because some folks always do drop off at the last minute, but we're extremely excited about it. And it is also going to be when we kick off the brand new, now community-owned scripting games, which Ed Wilson used to run all by his poor self.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, and even back to your PowerShell Summit, I can think of, or as all the episodes we've done around PowerShell, I could think of having 27 tracks. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, scripting guy, Ed Wilson, what's up with that? What are you guys doing? Are you guys running the scripting games? Is this the same as scripting games that the scripting guys used to run? What's up with that?
It is. It really just came down to, you know, poor Ed was writing up all the scenarios. He was coordinating all the sponsors who provided prizes. He was doing the lion's share of you know, blogging and letting everybody know what was going on with this thing, judging everything, coordinating the judges, wrangling all that activity. And there were literally thousands of submissions last year, and he said it just got to be too much for one person, and he didn't want to see it go away. He said, you know, now that there is this community group and you've got people volunteering to help out, it seems like a perfect time to transition that. He's still going to be very, very much involved. He's really going to be helping with the educational piece of it, which is perfect. And it is going to be pretty much the same event. There'll be a beginner track and an advanced track. We're hoping to do a little trial run with it this January. We're going to call it Winter Scripting Camp. We're going to run it at a slightly slower, a little bit more deliberate pace so that people both have a little bit more time to respond to the events, but also so we can deliberately put an educational focus. We're going to try and recruit a few expert commentators to comment and provide sample solutions as we go so that even the people who are participating in the event can kind of immediately learn from what they just did and apply that right away to the next event that they participate in. We're picking up some great sponsors, folks like Sapient Technologies, CBT Nuggets, the training company, Interface Technical Training out of Arizona, runs a wonderful PowerShell training program. They're going to participate. So we're hoping to have some awesome prizes, as well as really, really get the word out and hopefully have even more participants. We've got some volunteers. We have a volunteer judge wrangler now who's going to help us keep everything in line with the judges and make sure everything's getting scored right. And we're putting together a whole new platform, hopefully to make both judging and submitting entries a little bit smoother and easier for everybody. So it's kind of hopefully the scripting games grown up and moving from being a hobby to being something that people can really, really feel good about and join in on.
That's right. That's right. At least you can get Microsoft to throw in some swag there.
Absolutely.
That's PowerShell books or something like that, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
We'll chat, Donna. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Don Jones is the president of PowerShell.org. Here's the URL right here at the bottom of the screen, http://www.powershell.org. Is that right? Is that where they should go to get started?
Yep, absolutely. There's a front page there that can get you off to everything. And while you're there, there's some fun stuff to explore, too. You can actually write yourself a PowerShell script to create your PowerShell people profile to tell the world what you do with PowerShell. There's a way to link up with user groups. One of the most tremendous resources anybody can do. We're trying to provide pointers off so that all the user groups are represented there. And it's really meant to be your starting point for the entire PowerShell community.
That's excellent. Well, thanks, Mr. Jones, for being on IT Time TechNet Radio. And with that, it's a wrap.